so I figured I'd
hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of ABCJU, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. This evening, after an amazing, like, jazz psychedelic experience or something, ABC's who with this lovely scarf standing next to me? Who are you?
Don Miguel.
Don Miguel, is that your name?
Si.
Don Miguel.
Si.
And who's on my right here?
Lamora.
Lamora, these names, oh my gosh, and next to her.
Myron.
Myron?
Yes.
This is like a whole, I feel like I have the United Colors of Benetton going on, like just all the different world. So where are you from? Are you from here originally?
I've lived on this, in this community for about 50 years.
50 years? Oh my goodness, you're that old?
Going on 51 years.
51 years?
This June will be 51 years here.
So how many times have you been in this little church here?
Countless.
Countless. This is a gorgeous little space. And how about yourselves? How long have you lived here?
Oh, I've lived here about 18 years, and Myron's lived here.
40?
40? I've lived here all of a week or two. I don't even compare. This is my first time here. Well, I'm visiting my partner who works on the ferries here. So he just bought a place here.
Right.
I'll keep him nameless. He went home a little early because he was tired.
Queens Bay.
Yes, exactly. So he just bought a. We're right across the street.
You're below us.
Right. Okay.
Just above you guys.
So you're our neighbors.
Yeah.
Where do they live?
What?
Where do they live?
Jeremy's old place.
Oh, we're
nice
having a nice little
lake.
Chat.
Oh,
Mark's so Mark left early, and he doesn't even know I'm interviewing his neighbors right now. Well, this is so great. How did you come into this special land that we're on here?
I started seeing Myron, and we ended up moving in together after dating for 5 years, and then we actually got married in this church.
Are you kidding me? Oh, no. Wow. What?
September the 7th, September the 6th, something like that.
Oh.
22.
Oh, and we're getting some good music in the background, which is perfect for radio. Wait, so tell me the story. So you got married in this church.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And when? How long ago? Give me a little bit of the...
2014.
2014 in this church.
Yeah.
And did all of your family, friend, like...
Yeah, Keo was there. He played the sax while we walked down the aisle.
It's like a gorgeous little community church. It
is.
Really is.
It's very, very sweet.
So what... I've been just asking them a little bit about the origins of this church. Like, what else can you tell me about this space and, like, memories you've got for it? It doesn't have to be a history lesson. Just, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I won't check the facts.
It's a community.
Yeah, it's now the community center.
Yeah, the church gave it up in some year, deconsecrated it, and sold it to the community for $1, I think, or something. And
okay, nice price.
The community's been getting grants to do upkeep because it was in kind of rough shape.
Uh-huh.
But, and tomorrow we're having a big event here, like a fire smart event. We're going to set up a big tank in the back for putting sprinklers on the roof if we have, like, fire right here.
Wow, okay. I didn't even know about this.
Yeah.
And so everyone will come out from the... Okay, what time tomorrow?
10 till noon.
10 till noon, and that is Pacific time. This place is anyway, 10 till noon. And so how many people will you think will come tomorrow for that?
Maybe 20 at the most.
20, yeah, 20 or something.
And that's for the community to be prepared for wildfires or like...
Yeah, and doing some cleanup of brush around here and burning
fire
it.
Fire suppression, right? Like make sure that...
Yeah.
And what do you love about being in this community so many years now? What's special about it that people will not know?
It's magical. And it's quiet. And the lake is amazing.
Yeah.
It's very amazing. Big lake. It's a big lake.
It is a pretty beautiful lake.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's spectacular. Like... You don't have to go anywhere. You just look outside.
That's true.
Like, why would you want to be anywhere else?
It is a little bit surreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
we live in a beautiful bubble.
I think that's a good thing to call it here. It is a little bit of a bubble.
Yeah.
And we've had a little bit of a secret special night here, I think, in a very special place. that few people that listen to this will probably ever know about. But if you ever get a chance, listeners, to come to a place called Queens Bay, if you pass through, or you, I don't even know if you can pass through for any reason.
Yeah.
But I recommend you check it out. It is something else. It is kind of magical, as we said, and you heard that here on Radio St. Pete.